Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 3, Chapter 25, The Glories of Devotional Service, Text 15. Cheta kalu asya bandhaya muktaye chatmano matam Gunesho Saktam Bandhaya Ratam Cha Pumse Muktaye Chetakalvasya Bandhaya Muktaye Chatmanomatam Guneshu Saktam Bandhaya Ratam Vapumsi Muktaye Chetakalvasya Bandhaya Muktaye Chatmanomatam Guneshu Saktam Bandhaya Ratam Vapumsi Muktaye Chetakalvasya Bandhaya Muktaye Chatmanomatam Guneshu Saktam Bandhaya Ratam Vapumsi Muktaye Matajas. Cheta, consciousness, kalo, indeed, asya, of him, bandhaya, for bondage, muktaye, for liberation, cha, and, atmana, of the living entity, matam is considered guneshu in the three modes of nature, saktam attracted, bandhaya four conditional life. Ratam, attached. Va, or Pumsi, in the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Muktaye, for liberation. Now, devotees, we have a problem here, I'm afraid. We have to restart it. What to do? All right, let's hope for the best. Serious internet problem. Translation. The stage in which the consciousness of the living entity is attracted by the three modes of material nature is called conditional life. But when that same consciousness is attached to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, one is situated in the consciousness of liberation. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. There is a distinction here between Krishna consciousness and Maya consciousness. Guneshu, or Maya consciousness, involves attachment to the three material modes of nature, under which one works sometimes in goodness and knowledge, sometimes in passion, and sometimes in ignorance. These different qualitative activities, with the central attachment for material enjoyment, are the cause of one's conditional life. When the same chaita, or consciousness, is transferred to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, or when one becomes Krishna conscious, he is on the path of liberation. I'll read the verse again. Yes, we will indeed. Chaita kalvasya bandhaya muktaye chatmano matam guneshu saktam bandhaya ratam va pumsi muktaye. Translation. The stage in which the consciousness of the living entity is attracted by the three modes of material nature is called conditional life. But when that same consciousness is attached to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, one is situated in the consciousness of liberation. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Shimati Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namane Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharane Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschacharde Shatarane Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadha Shivasati Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Vanchakalpa Charubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha, Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Yes, so here, Lord Kapila is begun his philosophical presentation, his instructions to his mother Devahuti, who is also a great transcendental person. She's not just anybody. She is also very special. special person who's been through a lot. She's really been through a lot for the sake of her spiritual advancement. And now she's really receiving the results, the nectar is really coming, starting to come. So the point here, this is a point we come across here and there, that what is the difference between Krishna consciousness and Krishna conscious life, and material consciousness and life in material consciousness? What are the differences? Of course, that's a big subject in one sense, but in another sense, as is being presented here, it's relatively simple, in that it just depends who or what one is attached to. And the very same consciousness, when it is attached to one, is Krishna consciousness, and the very same consciousness when it's attached to the other is just terrible material consciousness. It's very interesting that it's very true that as we are attracted to material relationships in this material world, generally people are looking for love, or at least different types of relationships with some depth to them, so that one feels comfort and safety and happiness in the different relationships of different types. And that same propensity to look for and to find. Of course, there are questions of degree of finding happiness, satisfaction, shelter, and so forth. But in principle, it's the same thing, that one may look for those things and find them in material life. One can look for those things and find them in Krishna consciousness. Much more so, of course, much more so. Even in the very early stages of Krishna consciousness, one finds these things much more. I remember when I first moved into the temple, January 1973, I was not doing well. I was not happy, satisfied, definitely not feeling sheltered at all. And I moved into the temple, and in a few days, I forget actually, I should have maybe kept a diary, would have been interesting. But in a few days, I really felt, those things. Shelter, satisfaction, freedom from anxiety. It happened very quickly. And it was very noticeable. And I remember one morning realizing, oh, yes, this is really different. The different aspects of bad material and unhappy material consciousness, which were just dominating my existence, they had gone. It was really nice, actually. It was extremely nice, and it was sort of a surprise, even though, you know, I'd been there for a little while, not long, a week or maximum two, I think less than two. And I'd heard some things, of course. I'd been attending the program, doing some reading. But in a sense, I didn't exactly expect that it was going to happen to me. It sounded good. Yes, but then it started happening to me. And it was a real wake-up. It was a real wake-up, actually. But it's the same thing, or things. It's the same things. And this is Krishna consciousness. And Krishna consciousness, in essence, means that instead of struggling with material relationships, in material activity, trying to achieve material goals and become happy and avoid distress and so on the material level, you just apply yourself in the same ways to Krishna consciousness, but then, of course, you find it works. At least if you really apply yourself, then you really find that it really works. So there's a description here. Instead of being attached to all sorts of materialistic people with the different expectations that we mentioned, become attached to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Just do that. He's also a person. He's also a person. And the relationship in many ways, other than not being able to see him, I mean, in a sense, or like directly interact, converse and so on like that. But a lot of the time we can't do that with in our material relationships also, at least a lot of the time. But one finds then that what one was looking for, even what one was expecting and assuming is just natural in the material relationships and was not really coming, or at least there are so many complications and difficulties, but it's coming in the relationship with Krishna. It's actually coming, and it's very nice. So it's the same thing. Shri Shri Radha Radhanath Shri Giri Govardhan Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Ki Jai. It's the same thing. It's the same thing in that basic sense of in the basic sense of relationship and so on. And this is discussed here, but it's also discussed in other places, that instead of being attached to materialistic people and all the different types of materialistic relationships, just become attached to the devotees in the same relationships. Have devotee friends. Have devotee colleagues that you're working with or serving with. Have devotee husband, wife, children. All these things, all the same things. Work under devotee authority. These are all the things that are there in material life. You don't really find so much very different in that sense, but in terms of the spirit, the content, the effects, the results, and the essences of what is going on, that's different, and therefore the result is really different, so different. And this is, and again, elsewhere, in another place, it's stated, this is the process of taking a thorn out with a thorn. Yeah. This is what they say, at least. It's in Shastra. Maybe it's Srimad Bhagavatam. It's definitely in Shastra. The specific idea, take a thorn out with a thorn. ears. You know, take a thorn out with a thorn. I personally, I've taken thorns out, and when I was a child and I used to run around with bare feet and get thorns, my mother would take out with a needle, take thorns out with needles pretty regularly. But, you know, in principle, it's taking a thorn out with a thorn. Something sharp is in there, and it's uncomfortable, and it can be horrible. But you take it out with basically exactly the same thing, some sharp instrument, and you take it out, and then everything is nice. So, this is Krishna consciousness. We take out all the materialistic versions of relationships and activities and emotions and concepts of life. We just take them out with the equivalents in Krishna consciousness. Understanding, of course, that they got in there because they are the equivalents of what goes on in Krishna consciousness. This is the thing. That the material world and material life with all its features, that is a type of copy of spiritual life, life particularly in the spiritual world. It's a type of copy, and therefore in many ways it seems the same. In fact, of course, on the material platform, everyone is basically totally convinced that that this is natural. That this is the way things are, should be, are meant to be, and just the way they are, and that's all. And so let's just live life like that. But it's very difficult. It's very difficult. But despite the difficulties, people persevere. And therefore sometimes we say, sort of tongue-in-cheek, we must give the people credit for making an effort. They get 10 out of 10. Or as they say in some circles, 11 out of 10. They're trying so hard. And the failure rate is so high, but they keep persevering. It is just amazing. It's truly amazing that the penny does not drop, as they say. Things don't click, that, the whole program has the wrong foundation. Just like yesterday, devotees, this is not exactly a confession, but somehow or other, I came across something about a very famous amongst the youth entertainer who committed suicide about 25 years ago, who, you know, I was already a devotee for 20 years or more when he was popular, so I never heard him. His name was Kurt Cobain. You heard of him? Kurt Cobain? Apparently he was just really popular for, I'm sure, not very good reasons, but he was. And I looked up in Google, Kurt Cobain, Hare Krishna. Yes. And I found something. Oops. that when he was in the early stages of his musical career, I mean, it was already going. But it was the early stages, and they were not popular. They were unknown. But they were, you know, trying to establish themselves. They were in somewhere in America, and they were bankrupt. Totally bankrupt. They would sleep, you know, on the floor, literally. And eat. They didn't eat often. And they went to a Hare Krishna prasadam distribution place and ate prasadam. But Kurt Cobain just looked at it and didn't eat. And the others ate. Well, at least it was in a Krishna conscious environment. But then, however many years later, he was in such a condition, even though he was married and had a child, he committed suicide. He shot himself in the head. What can you say? It's just a shame. It's such a shame how material life, the lessons are there to be learned, but people don't learn them. But rather they keep persevering on the material platform. And it's just, oh Krishna, it's just shocking. It's terrible. It's the greatest misfortune. So Krishna consciousness, if one gets the opportunity, to take to Krishna consciousness, if Krishna within the heart gives the inspiration, gives the intelligence to grasp these things and then really keep hold of the realizations about what is material life, what is wrong with material life, and to really get it clear enough how Krishna consciousness solves those problems, this is great good fortune. This is very important. Very important to get that mercy. To have at least, you know, of course, mercy is the main thing. Our lack of qualification is present in abundance. But still, if we're able to hold on to the realizations and the understandings and stay free from material life and remain absorbed in Krishna conscious life, well, that's our great good fortune. It's our great good fortune. And as devotees, we should really always do our best to avoid being in the in-between position. It's one thing for a person just to be lost in material life. It's another thing at the other end of the pole for a devotee to be totally absorbed in Krishna consciousness. But then it's another thing again to be in between. And this is the danger. This is the danger that even though one has received a lot of mercy, and even though one is practicing and applying oneself, but still, as they say, old habits die hard. Old soldiers die hard. Old habits die hard. And we're definitely habituated for many lifetimes to accepting material existence and feeling that this is where everything is and this is where we should be. So therefore, for ourselves as active practitioners, we really have to keep engaged in devotional service in all different aspects. Like, for example, we're currently, every evening, Monday to Friday, we're doing Bhagavad Gita overview in, I would say, it could be in more depth, but in a reasonable amount of depth. And for me, you know, I've read Bhagavad Gita, I don't even know how many times, and studied it in the context of preparing for seminars, lectures, and whatnot. But my own experience after 47 years, 8 months, and 21 days something like that of being, you know, like consciously directly involved. So when I moved into the temple, actually, to reside, I'm learning things and being reminded of things. Just like we have all these beautiful pictures of Srimati Radharani's face, so nice. And the one over there by Srila Prabhupada, I think it's that one, is talking about, is it that one? Anyway, one of them, about her pastimes with the sun god, in the worship of the sun god. Anyway, it's one of them. Anyway, it's definitely one of them. And that's a pastime from Srila Rupa Goswami. It's part of, I think it's part of Lalita Madhava. And I've read it a number of times. But then I saw that and I thought, oh yes, that pastime. And started thinking about it a little. And then I realized, I need to read it again. If I was to now try to explain in detail that pastime, I wouldn't be able to do it. I mean, you know, in that the level of detail that have done it in the past. So Krishna consciousness, our practice of Krishna consciousness is like that. Even though we've been doing it for years, years and years. In my case, well, I told you how long. A lot of people don't even live that long. But we have to keep reminding ourselves. We have to keep chanting our rounds every day. It's not like at some point we can feel, all right, I've done the chanting thing. Now I can move on to something else. It doesn't work like that. It doesn't work like that. When I joined, not exactly when I joined, but some months later, a philosophy like that arose, actually. Yeah. That we've done the chanting thing, now we can move on to other things. Yeah. But it was not correct. We have to keep chanting every day, because if we don't, then the influence of the material energy will enter more, and then more, and then more, and then, oh, it'll become problematic. So, yes, this is life in Krishna consciousness. We have to continue making the effort. And it's not that one just reaches a certain elevated plateau of Krishna consciousness and then one automatically will just stay there. One has to keep practicing, keep reminding, keep applying oneself. And then, of course, then the Krishna consciousness stays, but it develops too. It develops and continues developing. Therefore, I don't know if it was Srila Prabhupada who said, but definitely someone said, that practicing Krishna consciousness is something like being on a rocket, you know, into outer space, that sort of rocket. You're either going up or you're going down. You don't just go up and then you're there. I mean, of course, unless you land. Well, anyway, but you don't just go up and then you're there. You got to keep, you know, the thing's got to keep running. Otherwise, before you know, whoops, you're just coming down. Without making an effort to come down, just by not making an effort to keep going up, you start coming down. But anyway, the principles described very nicely here. We have so many propensities in material life, or just as living entities, we have so many propensities, which we have been engaging in material life for many lifetimes. And through doing so, despite expecting to be happy, we have failed to certainly find that happiness, the real happiness that we were really looking for. Some flickering something or other is there sometimes. Yeah. So we now have to redirect those propensities into Krishna consciousness and then keep redirecting them and keep on it. And then one will become fixed and gradually further advancement will come and come and keep coming. So this is what Lord Kapila is telling Mother Devahuti right here. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki. Finished right on time.